Pippin Wrightstow, and we're just standing outside Koka Toi Maroki, the art gallery on Gloucester Street here. I was a part of a really large group of people involved in the restoration of this building post the Christchurch earthquakes. Looking at the facade quite square on from across the street here, you can start to pick out just what strong geometry there is. You'll pick up on the circle, the square and the triangle, with those geometric gestures that sort of repeat through the building. They're cast rebated back into the concrete columns there, either side of the entrance. You see the two voids then open up where you've got the concrete beams and columns with the blockwork on the exterior longitudinal walls forms those two kind of square voids. And one's been filled in with glass and the other one is recessed back to where the fire doors now open up. We've now got the cafe on the right-hand side there, filling in that space. The idea there really with the cafe is just to get that life going. So there's something beautiful about lots of people sort of turning up on a daily basis. And I think the cafe is a nice gesture actually to kind of pull in more people who don't have that arts link and get them into the building and starting to enjoy it. But looking back at the geometry again, so we've got those two lovely kind of vertical forms with the triangles on top, and then you've got that spine of the building that runs the whole way through. You've got gorgeous features like the rainwater heads all cast in situ, originally out of concrete with copper down pipes running down. That material palette, just nice and basic. Steel, coated steel, painted steel up the top there, which is the kind of spiky apex that would be in gables and things. So that's done right through the 60s and 70s, and it's making a huge resurgence now. Actually referred to when you go to the sheet metal workshop as a Canterbury prickle, but that sort of tops out the ribs in the steel. You've got an interesting little detail with those facade panels. Quite a way into construction, we found a few that were slightly out of place, made everyone very nervous, particularly the structural engineers. And so we went through a whole exercise on how we could attach them back to the building without kind of destroying them or having to rebuild them. So you'll notice there's a whole lot of circular forms, some nearly invisible, other ones quite clearly visible. But what's happened there is 6 points on each of those panels were rebated using a diamond drill bit to make a kind of a recess, and then drilled with a Dynadrill right back through into the concrete, that's the structural concrete that's in behind there. Then the builders made up all these plates that were kind of galvanised steel plates with sheet metal, with a steel rod that went back, and then we epoxied on found aggregates. So we had everyone looking, you know, riverside quarries, all sorts of places for stones that matched kind of what was there. And we went about kind of gluing them onto these kind of little steel discs with epoxy. Then we put little cardboard rims around them and then grouted around them. And so it became like an arts project fixing the building, which was a really lovely experience for me. You know, it had everything, like kind of the sculpture and the art and the architecture and the crafting. But where are we looking here? So third panel in, the lower panels from the entrance heading to the east, is quite a dark circle there. That's a Punamu disc that was gifted to the gallery, and that's inscribed with the refurbishment date. And then right up the top, but I think there's some beam projections that come out towards the street. On the top of them is the original 1968 date that the builders would have, you know, scribed in there with their finger when the concrete was half wet. You can't get up there and see either of those things, really, but we know they're there, and hopefully in the future when they're doing work, they can sort of piece together what's happened in the building in the past. So if you head on into the gallery, through the main entrance there, have a look around in that space. Take a bit of time walking up the stairs and just feel that lovely sensation as you walk over that top threshold into that Big Mere gallery space. After you've had a decent look around upstairs, wander back down the stairs or down the lift and have a look where on the ground floor. There's another gallery space there. There's a fire corridor, which may not seem like much, but is a big integral part of how the building was restored. There's a beautiful shear wall there with the concrete, exposed concrete with the light glazing down it. Well worth having a look around this area and enjoying kind of every level from ground up to the beautiful mezzanine space up the top.